Okay. So if you would, find a comfortable spot and sit or lie back. Close your eyes and turn the attention inward. Find the breath. Take a couple of nice, long, deep breaths as you settle in, letting everything go. Stay with the breath as it enters your body, fills your body, and leaves your body. And now allow to arise in conscious, compassionate awareness your responses to this question. What messages were you taught or did you see modeled growing up about caring for one's body? What messages were you taught or did you see modeled growing up about caring for one's body? And now please make some notes about what you saw. Okay, again, sit or lie back. Close your eyes and turn the attention inward. Find the breath. Take a couple of nice, long, deep breaths as you settle in, letting everything go. And now allow to arise in conscious, compassionate awareness a response to this question. What is the familiar self-talk about the body? What is the primary message you hear about your body? So again, what is the familiar self-talk about the body? What is the primary message you hear about your body? And now, if you would please make some notes about what you saw. Okay, once again, if you would sit or lie back, please. And close your eyes, turning the attention inward. Find the breath. Take a couple of nice, long, deep breaths as you settle in, letting everything go. And now allow to arise in conscious, compassionate awareness a response to this question. How would you describe your relationship to the body? How would you describe your relationship to the body? And now please make some notes about what you saw. And once more, sit or lie back. Close your eyes and turn your attention inward. Find the breath. Take a couple of nice, long, deep breaths as you settle in, letting everything go. And now, allow to arise in conscious, compassionate awareness a response to this question. What messages do you hear that prevent you from caring for the body? What messages do you hear that prevent you from caring for the body? And then when you have a sense of that, open your eyes and make a few notes. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Hang on just one moment. Okay, so here's I'm going to give you an assignment. And then you're going to have some time to work on the assignment. So here's the assignment. And I'll read this a couple times so you can take it in. Here's the assignment. To induce suffering, egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, must drive a wedge between us and our body through sustained criticism of the body and making us identify deeply with those messages. These are the messages we were just talking about. The I message reflects a deep identification with the self-hate. I'm too fat. I'm too thin. I hate my nose. I wish my eyes were a different color, etc. To end suffering, all expressions of self-hate towards the body must stop. So the assignment is to write from the perspective of unconditional love and acceptance a love letter to your body. Hmm. Make sure you include all the maligned parts of it. And then record the letter and listen to it at least 3 times. Okay, so let me read that again. To induce suffering, egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, must drive a wedge between us and our body through sustained criticism of the body and making us identify deeply with those messages. The I message reflects a deep identification with the self-hate. I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I hate my nose, I wish my eyes were a different color, etc. To end suffering, all expressions of self-hate towards the body must stop. The assignment is to write from the perspective of unconditional love and acceptance a love letter to your body. Make sure you include the maligned parts and record the letter. And then listen to it at least 3 times. So I'm going to give you some time to do that now, and then we can all hang up and do that assignment. And then if you would please call back into this pod at 11:30 Pacific, and we'll talk about that at 11:30 Pacific. Any
Justin,
questions?
Can I? Yes, Justin, this is Tracy.
Tracy, mm-hmm.
The last sentence, you said the something parts?
Maligned.
What's maligned?
Maligned is like criticized, abused, taken advantage of.
And so we're acknowledging those, or we're...
Yeah, when you're writing this love letter to your body, include in the love letter like maligned parts of your body. Like, let's say the voices say your stomach is too big or something. Say something nice about your stomach, or address that in some way.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, very good. So we'll see you, or we'll hear from you, actually, again at 11:30. So have fun. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.